And 7:06, it is overcast and 52 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 56. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Runners who went to Boston with groups like the Tulsa Runners Club or stores like Fleet Feet are accounted for quickly, thanks in part to social media. Shauna Simpson, the president of the Tulsa Running Club, says the community is very close and communicated quickly.
But there are always runners who go to a race that don't, you know, actively participate with any of those groups or those stores. And so if there are individuals like that that have been out running that we may not as a community be aware of, we don't have reports for those runners, but we certainly have them in our thoughts.
She spoke with KWGS yesterday evening. Around 80 runners from Oklahoma were listed as participants in yesterday's marathon. Mayor Bartlett has imposed a hiring freeze due to lower-than-expected sales tax collections. The action was announced in a letter to city workers.
We've had two months out of the last three that have been down, so we want to make certain that our employees are aware we're going to impose a hiring freeze. We just have several months left in the balance of our fiscal year, and we don't want to give ourselves a problem.
The freeze covers all positions fully or partially paid for from the general fund. It does allow exceptions when leaving a position vacant would create an emergency or adverse condition. Overcrowding in the Tulsa jail continues to be a problem as the inmate population in the county inches towards 2,000.
Already, the Sheriff's Department is not accepting inmates arrested on municipal charges only to try and reduce the jail population. Undersheriff Tim Albin says the trend is alarming.
January, February, and the spring, the population usually goes down, so we have room for that new. And what's got us concerned now is the population's not going down, and in fact, it's actually going up.
Albin says they're working on several fronts to cut down the numbers, including renegotiating the contract on municipal inmates with the city. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The founder of the Center for Security visits Oklahoma City to discuss his perceived dangers of Sharia law. In 2010, Oklahoma voters approved an amendment barring Sharia law in the state, but it was overturned by the courts. The center's Frank Gaffney praises the legislature for its action.
State legislature of Oklahoma, in just the past few days, adopt a tremendously important piece of legislation aimed at helping to counter this phenomenon of Sharia, but more importantly, of any foreign law.
The Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations is urging Governor Fallon not to sign the bill. Adam Salante is with CARE Oklahoma.
It's fear-mongering. I mean, they're trying to create fear in the hearts and minds of Oklahomans and trying to convince them that Oklahoma Muslims are here to do something other than abide by the law, which is actually far from the truth.
He says Sharia law itself requires adherence to law of the land. The Oklahoma Honor Flights will take a group of Tulsa-area World War II veterans to Washington this week. They're going to see the World War II Memorial. Tulsa State Representative Eric Proctor says the trip is tomorrow, but he would like you to take part in a send-off ceremony tonight.
The Spirit Bank Event Center at 6 o'clock, and then the following evening, you're welcome to join us at the Tulsa International Airport. We're getting back at about 9 o'clock. That night, and we're going to have there'll be a band playing patriotic music and about 400 or 500 folks waving American flags, and the World War II veterans will come straight through that line of the welcome home ceremony.
86 Tulsa area vets will be making the trip to D.C. tomorrow. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of rain and cool, a high today of 56, cloudy tonight, 51 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 710, it is overcast and 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.